That was beautiful, you guys. Hey, could you ever imagine that the supreme creator of all the universes, that God that holds all of us in his arms forever, through eternity, could ever come to Earth as a cute, adorable little blue-skinned baby boy? It's hard to believe, but if you go to India and you ask anybody there, they'll say it's absolutely true that Gopala walked the earth, the very earth that he created. But he also crawled the earth because he was a little guy and he would get into so much trouble. His mama loved him so much and all the people in the village loved him because he was the most delightful, the most charming, the most cute little guy ever in all the universes. Now, little Gopala and his older brother Balaram, they used to get in so much trouble. Unlike any of you kids, I know that. You guys never get in trouble. You're never naughty. You're never mischievous, right? That's right. But Gopala would get into everything, and he was really well known for stealing the butter. Now, it was a little village. In those days, they had a lot of cows. They milked the cows. They made milk. They made yogurt. They made butter. And these products were very important to the life of the village. Of course, they didn't eat those cows because those cows gave them so much. So Gopala would sneak into all the neighbors' houses, and when the mommies weren't looking, he would steal the butter and he'd make messes of it. But he would also give the butter to the families and to the kids that didn't have much. So his mother, you know, she was always a little annoyed at him about that, but she tolerated it. But he did a few things that she could not tolerate. They really pushed her buttons. Sometimes he and his brother Balaram would go to the backyard and start eating the dirt. Now, you mommies and daddies out there probably agree with me that it's okay if our kids are naughty sometimes, but it's not okay if they eat dirt because dirt is dirty. Aye. But Gopala would eat the dirt like crazy. So one day, his mother, whose name was Yashoda, came to the backyard and she saw Gopala and Balaram covered with dirt. Their mouths were dripping with dirt. Their faces were coated with dirt. Their hands were completely covered with dirt, and they were having such a good time eating the dirt. Eating the dirt! And Yashoda looks at them and she says, Gopala, if I've told you once, I've told you a million times, stop eating the dirt! Now, little Gopala was not used to his mommy addressing him so harshly. Her voice was usually dripping with sweet nectar, with sweet honey. But this time was very different, and he just started crying. Wah! His mouth was wide open, and the tears were bursting from his beautiful little eyes. Mother Yashoda looked at her little boy, and she saw inside of his mouth a sight that was beyond all imagination. She saw all the universes that ever were, that ever will be, being created, being destroyed, being born again, dissolving into nothingness, on and over a million times. She saw every animal that had ever walked or flown over the earth, and thousands more that have never been seen, coming to life in his mouth, growing, having babies, dying, and being born once again. She saw all the gods and goddesses being created, being destroyed, being created, being destroyed. She saw innumerable Gopalas fading in and fading out of her vision. The entire cycle of life and of time. Everything, everything was inside of Gopala's darling little mouth. And she went into an incredible state of shock, a trance, a samadhi. Beyond human experience. My God, this is my baby boy. Well, little Gopala looked up at her and he thought, oh my goodness, I think I went overboard this time. If my mommy is so in shock, how's she going to get me my breakfast? How's she going to give me my baths? How is she going to give me the sweets that I so love to eat? How is she going to tell me and Balaram stories at bedtime? Oh no, what have I done? So baby Gopala waved his little blue hand back and forth and back again like a feather in the wind. And Mother Yashoda simply forgot everything, just like that. And she said, "Oh, my darling little one, I think you need a bath. Come here, my little love." And this is what she sang.